Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Angel Square Incorporated of Beloit.
And welcome to our first edition of the High School Football Locker Room Chats for 2023. We're joined by Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, coming off of an 8-3 finish last year, and you do have quite a few players with experience coming back. You did lose six seniors from that team, and probably most notably Grady Seifert, who's playing at KU now, played at the Shrine Bowl and had a great game there. Logan Arrowsmith came on for you last year as a heavy hitter. You lose Benson Barrett, a couple offensive linemen, and Anderson and Adolph. So when you kind of look at that and see how you replace some of those key players that you lost, what's the approach there to that as you get ready for 2023?
Yeah, it's every year is different. You obviously when you lose, talented players like we did last year, some kids have to step up. But the one thing about our program is our kids. Like every year somebody steps up, and we've been very pleased with the guys that have stepped into some new roles. Who have been able to, fill some shoes. No one's going to fill, Grady Seifert's shoes individually, but as a collective group, we can make up for him not being here anymore. And we've got a talented offensive line back, big tight ends. Our backs, I think, are going to surprise some people this year. They're not getting much love or talk about, just from other people. And I'm going to tell you, our backs are pretty good. And, so we shouldn't see that much of a drop-off in the backfield. We might not have as many of the long, long touchdown runs that Logan had, but we have a litany of backs that can carry the football this year. And, it's going to be exciting. We got a good team, and I think we have a pretty good shot to have a great year.
I think one of the key factors when you're coming into a season is to have maybe a core coming back, and especially offensively, and you really have that with Quinn Eilert, quarterback, back this year, and Brody Widrig, Parker Isbell, and Eli Johnson have been on that line for you, so you're not replacing everybody up there. How key is it as you're working on an offense and getting it installed and getting ready for the season to have those kind of leaders back for you?
Yeah, it makes a big difference. It just kind of makes everything smooth. They know what to do. They've been here. They know how to play high school football, first off, varsity football. And then they know our schemes. And so, it's a lot quicker of a learning curve for them. It allows the other guys just to, that are stepping into the new positions. Brody Boudreaux being one of them. He played some spot time for us in the offensive line last year. So he was comfortable for the most part. And we've had, we're working on a couple other new guys working in some different spots. But overall, the continuity up front is really, really, really good for us, and it allows us to, install things faster and be a little more crisp than they were at the start of the year last year. And so it's been good, to have, the leaders that we have on our team and guys that have been there before. When you talk about up front, we got a lot of guys' experience. Obviously Brody and Eli and Parker, and then on top of that, you Maddox. This will be his, you could say his fourth year starting. He started in the playoffs every game as a freshman, at tight end for us, and then Brody started some games last year, and so a lot of experience, up there, and so it should pay off this year.
We're talking with Brad Gill, with the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team here in the Locker Room Chats. Take a time out. We come back. We'll preview the season opener with Ellsworth here on KD Country 94.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrig and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. Brad Gober still with us, the coach of the Blue Trojan football team. Coach, you opened with Ellsworth as he did last season. This is the rotation that you're in right now. The Bearcats are a team that had a really good year last year, got off to a 7-0 start, one of their best seasons really in the history of the program, and they returned almost everybody from that team, and it starts at quarterback with Will Cravens. Loden West is back. They got another running back with experience. Just as you look at Ellsworth, really one of the most experienced teams coming back in two. What do you see from them here this season as you get ready for that matchup?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're not going to be anything different than what they've been in the past in the sense of what they do on offense. You know, they're going to run A-gap power, they're going to get after it up front and, you know, try to RPO you a little bit with some slants and sluggos with, you know, their outside receiver Weber. And so, you know, it's just going to be, you know, that game, you know, for us, you know, this year, you know, with their experience, everything, it's going to be a dogfight. I mean, you start talking about a high-level matchup week one, you know, setting a tone for a season. This is an opportunity to do that right away. You know, like I said, they're experienced. They're senior Latin. And so it's going to be, you know, a great first game for our kids and a great opportunity for us to kind of start the season off with a bang. And but you know, they're a good football team. And so, you know, we're excited to get that opportunity to play week one.
Yeah, and just kind of expanding on what you mentioned there, with starting this kind of a game with week one, is this something you like a little bit more than maybe having a team that might not be of their caliber? Or does it matter to you to just go out and play the game? I know last year this first game of the season was kind of a dogfight, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you know, there's pros and cons to both things. You know, you know, if you're a young team, it's always great to play a team that, you know, that might be more on your level and, you know, get some experience on a Friday night with some of the speed, and on top of that, just having some confidence. And then sometimes when you play an experienced Latin team, and we're experienced too, it's great to start that year off that way, you know, just from a, hey, competitive standpoint, we're playing a good team, you know, right away. Doesn't give you any false, you know, ideas of yourself of how good you might be if you played a young team that was not very good. You know, it's going to give us kind of an idea of where we're at. But at the end of the day, we always tell our kids, first three games, we want to win. We want to win every single game. But at the end of the day, the first three games have no impact on the playoffs, where you're going. And so, really, it's almost like a preseason. But you know, for us, we're excited for it. You know, we want to go 1-0 this week, and you know, it's going to be, you know, one of those things for us that, you know, we come out there, we play well, we understand what we're looking at, and we play physical, we'll be just fine.
Brad Gober, the coach of the Blue Trojans, here on our first Locker Room Chats of the season. Coach, we thank you for the time. We'll look forward to chatting Trojan football with you all season, and best of luck as you open out the season Friday night at home.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Catch the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake and the Blue Trojan channel at nccsports.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6 o'clock Friday night. And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit.
Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrig and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262. Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And a reminder to catch the Football Express every Friday night at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Next Tech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Steve Tiernan joining us now, the coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, getting set for another season as you get prepared for this one. Kind of a bounce back year last year. You went 9-2. You do lose Connor Schur, an 8-man all-star off of that team, along as a couple other seniors as well. But good group coming back. You'll have to deal with some injuries that happened over the spring and getting kind of accustomed to all that before you get everybody back. But overall, what have your thoughts been about the way this team has been prepared and had practices here to get ready for 2023?
You know, they've done a really good job. They've worked hard. And as you said, we've got some new guys in some new positions trying to figure things out. And over the summer and then plus first couple weeks of practice, they've picked it all up. I mean, we're pretty generic. I mean, our playbook's not very thick, but the stuff that we do, I think everybody understands, and they run it pretty well.
Again, you do have guys back that have experience. Dope Guttery at quarterback. Dawson Lance really came on for you over the last couple of years. Dalton Garman as well. And then Nathan Goheen's been a real key player for you. Just some of the names that are out there. I know that's not everybody. Sam Kendig back on your line and doing a lot of the great things. And Quentin Morris, just a good group of guys that have experience. How much does that help coming into a season like this?
Oh, a ton. And, I mean, you can kind of already tell that. I mean, fortunately, some of our guys that weren't big track guys actually had a really good track season. I think that's just catapulted them right into being ready for football. I mean, I just see a lot more confidence and a lot more, you know, hop in their step, and they've kind of turned into leaders, even though they are seniors, which hopefully your seniors are leaders, but they just kind of always taken the back seat, and these guys seem to have kind of emerged as possibly, you know, some very good football players, so hopefully that holds true.
Looking at the roster, I know that you have all these guys with experience, but what's your depth look like as far as that's concerned? I know you want to stay healthy, but in case that wouldn't be the case.
Well, when you don't have very many guys out, you're not going to be across the board with a starter and a backup. But I think we've kind of got it figured out to where if somebody goes down, we can move guys around and make things work. Now, if two guys go down, you're probably in trouble. And as you said earlier, we're already starting without two guys, so like we're not patching it together. I feel really good with the group that we have, but it'll just be nice and, you know, a little more relaxing to know that if, you know, somebody sprains their ankle, that we don't have to revamp everything or throw a freshman, somebody that's not ready to play in. But I think we have, right now we're adequate. Let's just hope it stays that way.
We're talking with Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne football team here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll preview Hill City coming up on Friday night.
Attention farmers, for full service fertilizer and crop protection, your best way forward is always Midway Co-op. Our specialists provide you the best in crop nutrition and protection, and it's all matched up to your current soil conditions. We custom blend, and we're happy to apply it for you if needed. Maximize your yields, increase your profit picture. Let's talk fertilizer today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Call 346-5451.
Three ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. One, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. Two, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. Three, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus gig internet, no commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Next Tech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, as we're still with Steve Tiernan, the coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, Hill City to open out the season Friday night. You were supposed to have a jamboree on Friday there in Osborne, but obviously the weather came and ruined that for you, so you haven't had an actual chance to get out there against anybody but yourself. I know everybody likes to have that opportunity if they can, but you're going out now for the first time. How do you feel about this group as you do that and get prepared for the other opponent?
You know, I feel good about our group. I just think it's going to take probably a few plays just to get into things for the fact, as I mean, if you said you saw our roster, we don't even have enough to go 8-on-8. So it would have really been nice last week to have that jamboree and just kind of see where we are and, you know, relax some guys' nerves that are playing a position that they've not usually played. But, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, control what you can control. And as far as I'm concerned, I've never been able to control the weather. So that's kind of the way that goes. But, you know, and we start out with a very good opponent, which usually is a good thing. I just hope that we respond well. Like I told them, the state championships, the playoffs, the districts, none of that goes through Hill City. So let's go out there and use it just as a glorified practice and, you know, do the best that we can and hopefully just come out healthy.
Hill City's a team that they did lose four seniors last year. They have four back on each side as far as starters are concerned. Probably their biggest loss as far as production was the Atkins kid. But they do have Aiden Amrine back, who at quarterback had it over 1,600 yards passing, over 500 rushing last year. So a dual threat type of guy, probably even more so this year if they're going to rely on him more without Atkins. What are your thoughts on what they do offensively and how tough they'll be to reel in a little bit?
Yeah, that'll be very tough to reel in. They do a lot of things very well. You know, I mean, it's one of those teams. I watched the film from last year, you know, as long as I could stand to watch it. After we got up 14-0, and after that it went downhill, and boy, did it go way downhill. I mean, just it was terrible, some of the things that happened. But a lot of that was due to Hill City being very aggressive and just a very good football team. I mean, it wasn't due to us just going out there and giving up, but They're hard to prepare for. For one, they play a defense that's the only team that plays that. So we don't spend, you know, all summer working on Hill City's defense. We're going to spend this week working on Hill City's defense, and hopefully when we go out there, we can kind of show that we have an idea what we're doing.
Steve Chinnin, the head coach of the Osborne football team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us. We'll look forward to talking Bulldog football with you all season, and best of luck as you open the season Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Three ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. One, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. Two, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. Three, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus gig internet. No commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Nextech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Mike Rogers. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement, Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Nextech.
Now, welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Mike Rogers joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, in your first season as the head coach, you spent a lot of time under Darren Sass and obviously with Coach Barta as well. You're not new to this. You're new to the head coaching role. As you look at this group and see what you've got back with the Redmond, you went 8-3 last year. Did lose some seniors. You know, Coy Harris-Nape was a Shrine Bowl player for you. You lost your quarterback, Tarek Kelch, as well as a lot of other seniors that you'll need to replace. But as you've seen these kids in practice, your first year as the head coach, how are things looking for the Redmen this year?
Yeah, we did lose some good quality kids, but we've got a good group of seniors back. We've got 11 seniors, and we've got a total of 44 kids out. So we got good numbers and feel good about what we have.
What are practices looking like right now as far as that's concerned? Is there anybody standing out, or is it just kind of just Redmond way, just do what you do?
Well, you know, that's what I know because, like you said, I've been here a long time, so we're not going to try to reinvent the wheel. And it's always worked in the past, since we know it will work. Now we've got a good group of kids. If you follow the preview deals, we've got Luke Franklin. He was an over 1,000-yard rusher for us last year, so he's back. You know, but the other backs we have in our backfield are new, but we feel like they're good. And then we've got a couple guys back on the line, and so we feel real good about where we're at.
You know, I'm seeing some of these younger guys, I'm guessing, that are going to step into roles offensively that have already really been on the field defensively for you. How much does that help, maybe, that they've already seen this varsity action and now they're kind of just stepping into a different spot on the other side of the field?
Yeah, I think that helps settle the nerves a little bit, you know, to have at least one side of the ball and have some varsity experience under your belt before you, you know, maybe have to step in and be a two-way player. So that definitely it's a benefit, and we did have a lot of kids that started on defense for us last year, and some of them, you know, kind of on a rotational basis. So we did fortunately get a lot of experience out of some kids last year.
We look at this staff that you've got. Again, you've jumped up to the head coaching role, but a lot of guys, a lot of familiar names, right? Sean Stansbury, Avery Hawkins is back there, as well as Colton Hairsnape helping out this year, Matt Seaman and Coach Hake and Alex Hobelman. Just a lot of names that are familiar to the Smith Center area. And how much does that help you as you kind of move up to this role and relying on those guys and the trust that you have in them?
Well, I think one of the key things with that is, you know, everybody except for one of our junior high coaches has been through our program, you know, and so I think, you know, they know the system, and two, I think they take great pride in it, and it's important to them. So I think those are both important factors.
We're talking with Mike Rogers, the head coach of the Smith Center football team. We're going to take a time out. We come back, we'll preview the season opener coming up on Friday night here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
3 ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. 1. Combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. 2. Enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. 3. For only $175 per month, you can get deluxe TV now plus gig internet. No commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Next Tech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
And back again here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Dusty Donna still with the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, Mike Rogers. Coach, you open out the season at Phillipsburg, and I know this is always a rivalry game and a fun game in the Mid-Continent League, and I know that you've had some good battles with them in the past. As far as Phillipsburg opening out the season, do you like to have that game right off the bat, or does it really matter to you guys who you're playing there week one?
No, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of tough games to play in the league anymore, so you got to play them at some point in time. You know, the only maybe thing that wouldn't be beneficial for it being the first game this year is they have a new coach as well, Ross Coombs, and he's from Phillipsburg, but he spent some time in Hoisington, so just, you know, really knowing exactly what they're going to do is a little bit up in the air. So we're, you know, kind of planning for a couple different scenarios, but, you know, until you really get in that first game, you kind of got some question marks of what you think you might see from them. So,
as far as what they return, I know you kind of last year was kind of a down year for them compared to what normally Phillipsburg is. They were 3-6, but Trace Hanchett got a lot of experience last year, seems to be their best skill player coming back. But when you kind of look at what you do know about them, what stands out the most about the Panthers this year?
Well, you know, I know they only lost five seniors, so they got a lot of young kids back, and they got a lot of kids that I watch at state wrestling, so I know they got some tough, hard-nosed kids. Some of those might not always be the biggest kids, but they know how to scrap and fight. So, you know, we're expecting a battle. You know, you talked about the Hansen kid. He's a guy that's going to have to be a factor. And then the Rodriguez kid's a big, strong kid. He's probably going to be a fullback and play defensive end against us last year. So we know they got some good kids that we'll have to be prepared for.
As far as your team, what are some of the biggest keys that you focus on that first time out, hitting somebody else other than your own team in practice?
Yeah, you know, just execution. It seems like the first game, kids tend to have a tendency to just go out and play and forget a little bit about the technique that you've been working on, you know, all through camp. Kind of the emotions just get the best of them. They just like to go out there and get after it. So hopefully, you know, keep our head and keep our composure and just play hard and try to remember those things and do what they're coached to do.
Smith Center Coach Mike Rogers here in our locker room chat. Coach, we thank you for the time here. Best of luck as you open out the season Friday night at Phillipsburg.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement, Nextech, and Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
3 ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. 1. Combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. 2. Enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. 3. For only $175 per month, you can get deluxe TV now plus gig internet. No commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Nextech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and their head coach, Joel Strukoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech, Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94. Joel Strukoff with us now, the coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Coach, looking at your squad, you did make the state championship game last year. You went 11-2, but boy, you lost a lot of talent, a lot of seniors off of that group. You do have Mason Baker back that had a lot of experience, would probably be the first one that would come to mind for a lot of those people out there that are listening. But as you've kind of gotten into things and you know, gone without some of these key players that graduated from last year, what are your practices been looking like so far as you get ready for 2023?
You know, actually, we have a lot of kids that have stepped up this far. Two kids that didn't go out last year for us, P.J. Vanderlinden and then Ruben Steinkamp, are two guys that are going to play offensive line for us. Two big South African kids that are very talented. Then you've got Braden Burge back from last year who had a step in there against Victoria. So our up front, our line's looking pretty good from replacing what we lost last year. Yes, we lost a lot. Then you look into the backfield, and you've got Joshua Ferguson and Mason Baker back there. And those two obviously are both very good football players in themselves, too. So what we're seeing so far is we're replacing things. Did we lose a lot of talent? Yes, we lost a ton of talent. But I think we've got some guys that can definitely fill some shoes. Now, are they going to fill it to – you know, what we lost from last year, it's going to be a process. And hopefully by the end of the year, some of those guys can step up and really develop and grow throughout this year. So, yeah, we've got some guys that have really stepped up.
When I talk about this, I obviously don't want to discredit all the other players that, that contributed to you guys making it to the semifinals the year before and then to the state championship game last year. But obviously you have a quarterback in Dylan Bice from 4 years that started for you and was reliable for you. You knew what you had there. How do you go about replacing that and understanding what you can do with that position without him out there?
You know, I think some people saw small parts of this as we went into the playoffs. We started using Mason Baker a little bit there throughout the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Mason is probably not as proficient of a passer as Dylan, but running-wise, you know, they're pretty similar. Dylan ran just a little bit harder than Mason. Mason has a little bit more speed than what Dylan had. Mm-hmm. But Mason's going to step into that role pretty good for us this year. I feel like I'm very confident in his ability to lead. You know, our team as a quarterback, we kind of always look to that quarterback to roll things for us. So he'll handle himself very well, I feel like, in that position. Then you add Joshua Ferguson, who was our linebacker and offensive guard from last year. We'll be in the backfield with him, and who's a 6'2", 220-pound kid that's going to run hard. So we lost a lot, but we feel like those two guys can really control our backfields for us.
We're talking with Joel Strukoff, head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll preview the Alma, Nebraska game coming up to start the season here on Katy Country 94.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
3 ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. 1. Combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. 2. Enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. 3. For only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus Gig Internet. No commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Next Tech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Joel Strukoff, head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, you open out the season at Alma, Nebraska, coming up on Friday night. Well, I remember last year this was a game, the first week of the season, it was a shootout, high-scoring game. You beat them 74-58. Kind of looking at what they have this year, do they have a dynamic offense again, or what do they look like here in 2023?
Yeah, very dynamic offense. They're 2-0 right now. Nebraska gets to play that week zero game. So they'll be on week 3 when they face us. It'll be kind of like last year, you know, probably a little bit better conditioned than we are, a little bit better offensively than we are right now. So it's going to be a really hard-fought ball game. They've got a lot of athletes returning from last year. They lost a few just like we did, but a lot of their good guys from last year were young. So it's going to be a really big test week 1 for us. And like I said, Alma's just got a lot of really skilled athletes.
Obviously, this is the first time you'll have a chance to go out. You didn't have a jamboree or anything like that, but, you know, the juices are always flowing. These kids are probably ready to hit somebody else. How do you kind of reel some of that in but let them free flow and get into the flow of the football season here on Friday night?
You know, I think it's just one of those things where you got to let them go out right away and feel themselves out. You know, you always want to win week 1, and you always want to come out on top, but you're going to learn a lot week 1. I wish we would have had a jamboree to get some of those first game jitters out. That's the great thing about those jamborees. Unfortunately, we couldn't go to one this year, but I feel like week 1 we're gonna learn a lot of things about our team, and hopefully we get enough information that we can make some changes if we have to, and learn and grow from it.
Do you think this team might be a little bit better than people might be giving you credit for this year?
I think we're a lot better than what people are giving us credit for this year, but there were a lot of unknowns about us too, so I feel like, you know, I don't disrespect that any. There were a lot of unknowns about what we had coming back, and we got some kids out that we didn't have out last year that maybe nobody knew about. And
So we're going to be a completely different ball club this year, but I definitely don't feel like we're going to have as big of a drop-off as what some people are expecting.
Joel Strukoff, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in our locker room chat. Coach, we always thank you for the time. We'll look forward to talking Longhorn football with you this year, and best of luck as you open the season Friday night.
Thanks tons, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
Three ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. One, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. Two, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. Three, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus gig internet. No commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Nextech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.